This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester. Thank you, Mr. Hester, very kindly. All right, Mark, let's talk about Seattle. What's the challenge here? What's your level of concern about this game? Is he there? Is anybody there? Are we on the air?
He's on. Yeah, we're on the air.
Did he go back into his meeting with the CFO from the Pat McAfee show, or what's happening here?
Let's find out.
All right. Try to contact him and see what's happening. The show started today with Sidney Crosby talk, of course, and how the Crosby camp has suddenly shifted, led by Pat Brisson, who lobbed a little grenade into the NHL world last night by opening the door to Sid leaving, a door that had been previously glued shut when Sid would say things like early last season, "I'm a Penguin for life."
That might
not be the case anymore, and we spoke about that for a long time. I know, but I had to get my Crosby thoughts out there. What are you doing? How come you weren't on the line? Did you fall asleep?
I don't know. The tie there was giving me the runaround.
And why aren't you on video?
Because I was driving from CFO Phil's meeting.
Oh, okay. Wait, you were driving. Do they have an office in Pittsburgh?
I'm down here at the South Side, and now I'm in the facility right now. So
fair enough. Fair enough. Seattle, what kind of challenge do they present here? What's your level of concern?
Well, not much, I don't think, but that's not. I just don't know how. First of all, I think the defense is going to be quite highly motivated, right? I think we can anticipate that. If not, then we have a lot of. They have a lot of issues if they don't come out here and really turn it up a notch here. So I anticipate Seattle not being able to run the ball very well. And honestly, I don't know how much I'm afraid of their offense with Darnold, maybe Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's pretty decent, if not getting to that elite status. But other than that, I don't think there's too much to offensively to worry about here. That's still saying home game. I think everything's pointing in the favor of the Steelers right now. I think they'll clean some stuff up. I'm not going to say it's going to be a double-digit win, but I think they should be able to win this game relatively easy. I don't think that's a game that we should be worried about too much if you're a Steelers fan. But that's just the initial thought I got.
All right. How about the Steelers running game? Were you surprised with the amount of action for Kenneth Gainwell?
Yeah, especially early in that game. I wouldn't anticipate that, Joe, moving forward, especially this week. They saw something on tape. They thought that Gainwell could expose that early in the game, and they went with that. And I think they you know, they had a couple quick possessions there too that didn't allow a lot of running game. So I would imagine they just saw something that they liked, that it will be back to more status quo type of situation of Warren getting the majority of the carries, which he still did ultimately get the majority of the carries, just not early in the game. I think the bigger concern is that at this point right now, I think Caleb Johnson is one step beyond an afterthought, right? And who thought that would be about a month ago? I think that's a little bit of concern. His explosion that we were all talking about in training camp, to me, just isn't there anymore. I don't know if that's hesitation of him being a guy not sure of what he's doing yet because he's so young, or if he's dealing with some sort of minor injury.
I mean, I didn't see it in the exhibition games either.
Well,
I didn't see explosion.
In training camp, he looked different. Trust me. We all were like, you know, really saw him run for the first couple of times. Like, holy mackerel, look at this guy. And we really haven't seen it since then, which is kind of curious. That's a little concern, not concerning, but it's just something to maybe keep an eye on of what it is. If it's injury related, that's fine. If it's not showing what he's doing and being hesitant, that's not fine. So I guess we'll have to see how that plays out moving forward. But I would definitely have thought he would be getting more action, or at least be more part of the rotation than being a kickoff returner who tends to fumble.
What do you think of Patrick Queen as a player?
Oh, he looked good yesterday, or Sunday.
Yeah.
I thought he low-key played very well Sunday. I mean, the play right before, I mean, just one play that sticks out is the play right before the Jalen Ramsey play to end the game. He put a huge pressure on Justin Fields right there, and I think he forced a bad throw. I can't remember, but I know he made a bunch of plays. So I think he looked pretty good. I think he's seasoned enough to be able to now feel comfortable enough to remove himself from some of the muck inside that we saw on Sunday. And I don't think Peyton Wilson's at that place quite yet to navigate through people to be able to make plays. That's probably why you saw Peyton Wilson struggling at times, getting people blocking him, because he's really never really had to do that at this level before. So I'm still a big Peyton Wilson fan. I think he'll figure it out, but he's going to need help up front. He can't have Keanu Benton being pushed in his lap 10 yards down the field on the first play. You know, those things just can't happen.
All right.
Have Mike Singletary out there, and he's still not going to play well.
All right, I have to run. Thank you, Doctor.
All right, you going to hit the courts there, Joe?
No, I'm just going to run. I appreciate the help, though.
All right, brother.
See you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.